And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Matt Bailey. For decades, it's been illegal to discriminate against families with children when you rent out a house or apartment. While I'm sure that's not their intent, that's pretty much what OWASA does every month when they send out our water bills. Like a lot of water companies these days, OWASA uses a tiered rate structure to encourage water conservation. Install low-flow toilets and showerheads, you pay less per gallon. Waste our precious tap water to keep your front lawn looking like Biltmore, you'll pay more per gallon. Sounds good, right? Well, it is good, when you set the rates correctly. The problem is, OWASA's tiered rate structure is so unrealistic, as soon as you have children, it's almost impossible to stay at the affordable rate. Most water companies gradually raise rates starting at 3,000 or 4,000 gallons a month, but OWASA jacks up our rates 2.5 times per gallon once you hit just 2,000 gallons a month. Back when I was single, my bachelor lifestyle of skipping showers and putting off laundry made it easy to stay at OWASA's conservation rate. But the fact is, young children take baths, not showers. And as any parent will tell you, kids have a way of turning every day into laundry day. Add in the high connection fees and sewer rates, and while the average family in Raleigh pays $41 a month for their water, we pay OWASA $71 a month on average. That's just about the highest residential water bill in the state. It's bad enough that OWASA charges us almost twice what neighboring counties charge their families for water, but charging 2.5 times per gallon more just because you give your kids a bath and wash their clothes isn't being environmentally conscientious. It's darn close to discriminating against children. This is Matt Bailey.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.